know what you're talking about? Or
something. You can start with what it is. You can start with what it is.
How do you do that P symbol?
It is, if I turn on something here, that is what the computer reads as code for a paragraph. It means I pressed enter.
Oh.
Okay? That right there turns it on and off. Ah. My smart board is not working. So it's not interacting with me very well. So I'd have to turn this on and off. If I am in mid-sentence, don't be Mrs. Nesbitt and me. Yes.
I don't know if this is copying, but
perfect.
I did May, but then it it said press enter to put in the full.
It'll automatically do it for you if you press enter.
Are you talking about copying the date?
Yeah. It'll pop up, and if you want that date, if you just press enter, it'll put it in for you.
Okay,
so now press enter there. Put your title. I'm going to show you really quickly. I'm sure you've learned that you can press the space bar and force it over, but this button right here will center things for you perfectly. So push that button, and it will go there, and it will put it there. But once you press enter again to actually start writing, you have to go back to here. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Question? Okay.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
So, when we are doing this,
mm-hmm.
Do you want it to be on the side or in the middle?
I want it to be on the side, just like that example right there. Okay.
Do you want us to start?
Yes. So, press that button there, take it to go to the center, put the title of your document. You don't have to make a fancy title. If I'm doing my report on measles, I can say measles. That might be my title. Don't change the fonts. That's gravy. We'll put the gravy on when we're done. Right now, just plain old text is just fine. Yes.
So,
don't change the fonts.
Right.
Don't change the fonts. So, we're going to clear that formatting.
Okay, so is there a space between Miss and Nesbitt?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
There's my eraser. Okay. There. But we're going to start up here.
Now, after we're done, can we add fonts?
When we're done, when we have the meat and potatoes of the report done, then we can make it look pretty. There's nothing wrong with black and white text. So we're not changing fonts. We're not putting the gravy on.
I'm putting it back to normal.
Let me show you. Don't get an attitude with me, young lady. Yes.
Can I go to the bathroom?
May I go to the bathroom?
May
yes. Okay. So you've changed your fonts. Do not change your fonts, please.
Yes.
Do not change your fonts. Okay. Type this here. Do your first and last name. Press enter one time. Now do your Mrs. Nesbitt. So you're doing this part right here. This is what it'll look like. Okay. What you doing, Damien? Oh, so now remember where that T is because we're going to practice it now. Press enter to begin.
Begin.
Where's enter?
Enter.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes. Good job. Question, Jackson? Just thinking? I know this is hard trying to do two things at once. I know it's hard. Hmm? Yeah, it's hard to do two things at once. Okay, I asked you to not change the fonts.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh! Wait, what? That was what I was
and on. You changed the font size. We'll get to the gravy. We will get to the gravy when we're all done.
Okay.
Okay. So you changed everything.
See, first I had it on like kind of a cursive thing, but then I heard you.
Yeah, don't change the fonts. Okay. How did I just teach you how to not do that?
Is that how you spell mucus?
I think it's a U. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, you're changing the fonts, unless you're changing the percentage of the view. Hmm? I've asked you to leave it alone. It's not that difficult. Leave it alone. We will put the gravy on at the end if we have time.
What? How many spaces between each paragraph?
Here, look though. You can increase the view down here. See this? I'm clicking down here in the corner. So if you need to see it bigger, you can change the view without changing the font.
Oh.
Cool, huh? Okay. If you're having trouble seeing the font, you can go down here to the view, and you can increase the view of it without changing the font size. Okay, so if you prefer looking at it larger, just increase your zoom down here. Yes?
So do I have the symptoms here?
So you're going to, actually, you should probably start with what it is. Although you can probably put what it is into this intro paragraph too. So yeah, start with the symptoms.
So I finished my what it is. Do you want me to just erase that?
Nope, just leave it.
Leave it. Okay.
We'll blend it together.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, every paragraph should have 3 to 5 sentences, and every paragraph needs a topic sentence. I know I'm throwing a ton of stuff at you right now. Yes.
So, if it's a space, then it acts like that.
Yeah, because I've got your show hide on.
Oh.
Is Jevonine spelled that way?
Mm-hmm.
There's an E right here? There's an E right there in your name? Are you sure? Is Roger your grandpa?
Yeah.
This is how your great-grandpa Garwin spells his name.
Does that have all the people in Montana?
It has all of Belgrade and Bozeman if they don't have a cell phone. If they have a landline, it's in here.
Okay.
This is what a phone book used. We always, if in order to know how to call somebody, you were in this. Now with cell phones, there's no directory like this for cell phones, so you have to actually ask that person what their number is. We got rid of ours, or I would be able to show you. I'll show you my mom. My mom is Pat Gibson. So I would look in the G's. It's all in alphabetical order. So G-I-B. There, here's the Gibsons. She's unlisted now. I forgot that they took her number and made it an unlisted number. But there's Wayne Gibson. I know him. There is his number. You know. Unlisted means it doesn't have permission to be put in a book like this. Because anybody could come in here and get your number. If you don't want people to know your number, you get an unlisted number. Used to be the whole book was this thick with white pages. Yellow pages are business advertising. So this is how we found a plumber before the internet. This is how we found bakeries. This is how we found car mechanics before the internet. Okay. So they still do it for people older than me. But most of all of us use the internet now, correct?
Yeah.
But if you're ever... they used to have maps in the back of a city, like you'd go to Billings. Well, how do you know where to go for something? They used to have maps in the backs of the phone books at the phone booths. And so you could drive up to a phone booth and you could look up a map. But occasionally people would tear the pages out and take the map, which was not helpful. But these were replaced twice a year, so that they were updated twice a year. So, there is a life skill you may have to use someday. When's the last time you saved?
I'm gonna
save right now. Save and save often. So, should be in your shared drive? Change it to this PC, to the shared drive. Right now you're in documents. Change it to this PC. Scroll down for shared. Scroll down for Mrs. Nesbitt. There I am. Okay. Go to 5th and 6th computers. And you're going to name it as my disease paper or my disease whatever, okay? And then your name.